Chairman, please start with our meeting. Good morning, honorable members, our staff members, and everybody, our visitors. Good morning. Firstly, we'd like to apologize for not having a meeting last week. If you remember, in the last meeting in Mark's building, we took a decision that we need to meet as portfolio committees and agree on how we are going to conduct our oversight visit to all the provinces. We took a decision that we need to divide ourselves into groups that will go for public hearings in all different provinces. And we also agreed that in our grouping, we need to consider the issue of languages, to say those who are good in certain languages need to be directed to those provinces. And we apologize for not having a meeting last week. And therefore, I think today we need to get a briefing on how far are we, and also divide on how are we going to divide ourselves into groups. There are apologies. Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, they are having a meeting this morning. I don't know up to what time. There's also an apology from Honorable Swate. I think we need to start, and I'll ask my colleague here to give us a briefing of how far are the preparations. And I think there are also concerns from Parliament that our program is clashing. We need also to look into that. Without any waste of time, I'll hand over to my co-chair. Thank you. Over to you.
Yes, Mr. Rea.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I just want to add to the apologies our other colleague, Ethel Trollope. He said, unfortunately, he can't be here due to short notice. And he says, their committee, in other words, your committee, Mr. Chairman, does have a program. It's not a year program, a term program. And you all plan your other activities around that program, your parliamentary program. And there was, you never meet on a Thursday. It's highly unusual. And therefore, he has constituency responsibilities in the Eastern Cape. So he can't be here. But on that point, Mr. Chair, I also want to actually ask about the process that's been followed so far in this whole issue. You know, land reform and land restitution is an extremely important issue, and it deserves our thorough and proper attention. And it can't be dealt with in a last-minute, haphazard, ad hoc kind of thing. As it seems it's happening now, we get very short notices, then there's chopping and changing of programs, and then often people can't be here. So I want to know where the decision was taken, who took the decision, when was the decision taken that we would have these joint committees and that we would have a program. This decision certainly was not taken in the Public Works Committee. It was given to us. And I understand also one of the reasons the agriculture portfolio is not here today is because they already had something else on their agenda. They are meeting today. You will see on the program, the parliamentary program of this morning, that agriculture is actually meeting in M2046 in Mark's building, and they are dealing with their strategic plans for their committee. That's why they're not here with us. So, and then arts and culture was not previously part of this process, and now suddenly today they've been drawn into this process. So it seems a very important issue is being dealt with in a very haphazard way, and I'd like to answers to the questions of where, when, and who took the decision.
Thank you, Honorable Dreyer. Honorable Dreyer, in my opening remarks, I indicated that we had a meeting where your party was represented when we took a decision of a follow-up meeting. When it comes to Agriculture was, we were here last week as organizers of this commemoration. We took a decision that we'll be here. Agriculture that you are talking about, the coordinator of this meeting is the chairperson of Agriculture Portfolio Committee. So there's no way that we can say it's haphazardly done, because people were informed, and the gentlemen behind the two honorable members here, they were also there in that meeting, if I'm not mistaken, but they were representative from your political party. It's an open thing. Those who were there, they were there, and you were not there, Honorable Dreyer. Thank you.
We are talking at the wrong time, a very important matter. I want to suggest that we talk about this matter and back the other matters. Remember, we were still dealing with apologies. Ms. Dreyer used the apology to raise the question. But please, be my guest.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I just want to add what the speaker just said from the chair. We work along very well in arts and culture, and I received this invitation to this meeting only on Tuesday when we met this week, and I was not aware of the fact that arts and culture was part of this meeting last week, and therefore I can tell you I'm a bit in the cold at this moment, and maybe the staff of our committee can correct me, or the chief whip of the ANC can correct me. This was the first invitation I received to be at part of this very important meeting we busy with, and that commemorations we are trying to organize. We all know the importance of that. So it's very, I'm sorry I heard so late of it. Thank you.
Mr. Honorable Moss.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, this process is a very important process. Chairperson, we celebrate this year the 100 years of the Land Act. Chair, I'm the owners, and I think we are all here, we deployed by the people of South Africa. And therefore, we are transparent. There's no way that no member said is not transparent. And I think this process is transparent because I receive my information by the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee before we went on the recess. You must check your SMSs as well. We even received by SMS, a SMS was saying what is the dates and what was happening on that date. I received my SMS. And if we are be deployed by the people of South Africa, what makes it so difficult if you receive even information, as we said, we are transparent. If you receive information in your portfolio committee, because we are here for work. We are not here to come to for the relax. If sometimes I also feel sometimes very angry that we get our notice maybe on the last minute, but you must attend because there's key things that you must deal in this particular meeting. So, and I don't want to be much being asking Carlson that's still watching here. We must sort this out there. If they, some of my members of us who belong to an African culture and they feel that they receive the information of the invitation late, let us deal in the African culture and what our certain was in there. Thank you very much, sir.
Honorable Tafan.
Honorable Chairperson, we are deployed by political parties here. I don't want to make this an ANC and DA issue. Last week I attended this joint meeting. Unfortunately, I serve in both the Rural Development and Arts and Culture Committees. But as an Arts and Culture Committee member, I knew that there is this meeting last week. And there are members from Arts and Culture who are not here today.
today, but who attended last week. So I'm surprised now if there's somebody who can say it has been arranged haphazardly. Actually, we have to understand this is a very sensitive issue. We cannot go in the same direction as water in the river. This is a sensitive issue, but we have to deal with it.
Thank you, Chief. I am honored at the correct time to receive the chairperson of the Arts and Culture. Seeing that you have to be here and respond immediately to the matters raised about Arts and Culture here and now. Thank you very much. Welcome. Comrade, Honorable Chair, I call you comrade. Sometimes it becomes a slip of the tongue, sometimes it's deliberate, depends on where you are. Can I take this opportunity to take her on board, but also deal with the matters that we have? Like all speakers have said, both in the opposition and in the ruling party, we all agree this is an important process. We also know that it's a sensitive matter. It has to be dealt with sensitively. It could have been initiated by the DA. Could have been initiated by, if it was still there, the PAC. Could have been initiated by all parties that are in this parliament, because it's a very important matter to be dealt with. Fortunately, it was initiated by the ruling party through the portfolio committees where all of us serve. But we insisted that there are four portfolio committees that are directly affected, although others are indirectly affected. Let's take the example. Arts and Culture is going to deal with heritage sites. Heritage sites could not only be dealt with as cultural sites, but they also can be dealt with as tourism sites. And therefore, the Portfolio Committee on Tourism would be interested in participating. Tomorrow, when we invite them, surely they cannot say that, why are you only inviting us now? We chose the directly affected portfolio committees because they have direct issues to be dealt with in this particular process. Can I start with two things, which are housekeeping issues? We are not going for a celebration of 1930 Land Act. It's not a celebration. It is not a commemoration. It's not a death. It is a centenary. It is to remember that 100 years ago, the colonizers created an act of parliament that created a legalized process of the taking of our land through the barrel of the gun. And therefore, it's not a commemoration. It's not a celebration. Never again are we going to call it a celebration or a commemoration. Like the president said, it cannot be a commemoration. We are not commemorating it. We are not celebrating it. It's a centenary. We remember 100 years ago. This is 100 years of that promulgation of the law. We all, South Africans, have an interest in it. Both those who were interested in having it and those that did not have it. We are now building a new South Africa to make sure that the legacy of the 1913 Land Act must be dealt with by all of South Africans, both black and white, because South Africa belongs to all who live in it, both black and white. And that there will be no form of government that will claim authority over everybody in South Africa unless it's based on the will of the people. And that is precisely why we are doing this. What are we going to do? What are we doing? Three things. One, it's a centenary that we are working towards on the 19th of June when the Act was made law. What are we going to do on that day? We have asked Parliament, and Parliament has agreed that there will be a joint sitting of Parliament to be addressed by the head of state on that particular date. You know that a joint sitting of their two houses can only be called by the speaker and the chairperson of the two houses. No portfolio committee can call it. No joint committee of parliament can have it. Only the speaker and the chairperson. They will invite the president to speak to the nation on that particular day. But then why are the portfolio committees interested in it if the parliament is going to have it? Why? Three reasons why. Which brings me to the second two, the last two of the actions we are going to undertake. Most of the committees here have laws that are directly related, the bills that are related to the 100 years centenary of the Land Act. One, the Public Works has withdrawn a bill, in what year was it? 2008. And all these years, all the experts are saying you must make a law that will be constitutionally able to stand the test of the Constitutional Court. You can never make a law that is going to be wrong in the eyes of the Constitutional Court. So all the people that have been working on it are making sure that bill is going to come to this House, which must have the appropriate language, the appropriate rules, and the appropriate target. The Rural Development Portfolio Committee, through the department, is waiting for the reopening of lodgement dates of the people who were left outside the processes of land claims. There are four categories of those people. There is a category of those that could not make the deadline of the 31st of December 1998 because of various reasons. The second category are the descendants of the Khoi and the Son of the Northern Cape and Western Cape in particular, because they lost their land before 1913 and therefore constitutionally they have been discriminated against by arbitrarily say 1913 when they lost the land before 1913. Are you speaking to me? Okay. The third category of people that are being dealt with are the heritage sites. All the chiefs and the kings who had land in various parts of the country were driven by colonizers away from their heritage sites, which are now supposed to have been called the parts of the Republic of South Africa where those kings and chiefs belong to the reserves and the Bantustan. The fourth category of this is the issue of the betterment claims. Some people who live in Bantustan will know this better, and those who never lived in the Bantustan will not understand that even in the Bantustan, the apartheid government created a situation that says remove this village from here, like the Chinese that built the Three Gorges Dam. They removed people on the area where the dam was going to be, and there's no land claims in China, but there are land claims in South Africa. In those areas in the Pakistan, they said we want to improve the livestock, we want to improve agriculture, remove these people, fence the land, and they created what they call trust. And people want those lands back, and they were given to the Pakistan government, and now they must be given back to the people. How you do it? You must do it procedurally, you must do it legally, you must do it in a way that will not offend anybody but enhance the rights of those whose rights were trampled upon in the past. But we all know South Africans. And I know in the spirit of South Africans who always want to negotiate, you don't correct a wrong with another wrong. The Minister Ngwidi says, the uncivilized way of taking away our land through the barrel of the gun is not being corrected through the same way. We're doing it legally. We even buy our land back. Even though that land was taken through the barrel of the gun, we buy it. And when we buy it, when they say, no, we don't sell the land, we make laws that will make it appropriate for the person to willingly sell, and we will. that they can talk to the nation. Morning, Yan Yan.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming. We want you to tell the nation why we're here. For today, because we've explained why we're here, and because I know everybody is interested in what we just said, we now have to talk about what next. When I speak in the house, everybody knows that you just speak to him while he's speaking, you are getting off the tracks. Now, when they walk around in their house in the meeting, they distract me. So I want the complete silence and no movement. Mr. Aya, you have a platform. Please.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the other opportunity. A question for clarity. You made a remark in your kind of explanatory remarks, why we're here and why this process is necessary, and then you referred specifically to the Department of Public Works Committee, and you talked about the expropriation bill that's actually not yet currently before Parliament, not been officially tabled, it's been gazetted, but anyway, we discussed it already provisionally yesterday.
Honourable Member,
okay.
Can I just wait for me, please. I have specifically indicated that the expropriation bill was withdrawn in 2008 from Parliament because the ruling party specifically indicated that there will be no way we will make a bill that will be discriminatory against anybody, even though we are correcting a discriminatory practice. I did not say it is already in Parliament. I said they are directly, Public Works is directly affected by the processes that we will go through, including the centenary of the 1913 Land Act. It is part and parcel of the package of what we need to be doing, including you, Mr. Aya, and your party. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, now I didn't say that you said that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I made a statement, just a factual statement. But it's just part of the point I want to make is that you see, motivating why this process is necessary that we're about to embark upon. And you then mentioned the expropriation bill that will be dealt with by the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. Now, that is a problem because the expropriation bill that will come to Parliament eventually should be a separate process. And it shouldn't be seen to be part of land reform and restitution. Land reform and restitution, we agree, we all agree, it's a very important process.
Says who,
but that should be dealt
says
with
who, Mr. Says who?
Well, I'm giving you my point, my view.
But how?
And if we are conflating the two processes, expropriation bill together with land reform, you are creating unease and it will actually complicate the passing of the expropriation bill.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I really appreciate what you're doing. You see, if I was going to ask all the ruling party members here, every point that is being made, they would challenge simply because it's said by somebody who makes them feel uncomfortable. This meeting is never going to go forward. We never want to make any statement that makes you uneasy. We're just stating a fact. It is a fact of history that bill was in Parliament in 2008, was withdrawn. It is a fact of history that the Portfolio Committee will deal with it at whatever point it comes to Parliament. But we are saying it is a relevant matter to the processes of dealing with land in our country. That's all we're saying. And I'm sure Yan Yan will capture that properly. Yes, ma'am.
I have noted your answer.
Thank you, sir. No, I don't want to get him calling now. Oh, thank you, Chairperson. My apologies for being late. Benjamin, I've got flu, but because I did not make you angry, so I thought I should come. I want to start. I'm not sure whether I will be taking the wrong direction, but I thought I would just start and contribute and say that, firstly, this issue is sensitive. It's sensitive on both sides because those who have land don't want to just to bring it back. And those who don't have land are in frustration. You go to the real South Africa, everyone speaks about land before everything else. I thought this fact must be raised because it seems now the ruling party is starting something that is not known. For me, it's an emotional issue because my family is one of those families that are still putting their claims. You spoke about the issue of heritage sites. Yesterday we met the Khoisan Council. We met the different, the Khoisan Council consisting of the NAMA, the Khoisan and everything. But one of the issues that they raised yesterday was the issue of land. So say that we as the Khoisan people, we were the first historically to be here, but there's nothing that is said about our own land. You know, nobody says anything about the land as a thing that were discriminated. It became an emotional issue. It was an issue of David Sturman, the one who was taken to Australia, who must be repatriated to South Africa. But it ended up being an issue of land to show how matters of land are sensitive. Secondly, the issue of land. There are many heritage sites that today are farms. And our own people, when they raise these issues, they say that we cannot access our ancestors because we can't access certain heritage matters because these are, we can't because they are owned by certain people. Even private sector, even mines, even international multinational companies are owning land in South Africa that belong to Africans. I think those are the issues I must raise on heritage sites too. I'll make an example with Mapungubwe right now. As one of the contested terrains, that has been raised even. Letters have been written to say that, but Jefferson, why are you quiet about the issue of Mapungubwe? It belongs to us. It's our heritage. Even traditional leaders are saying this is a place where our ancestors used to go, and or traditional leaders do go. Maybe not sure it's gone after now, but go and say we can't even access because that is part of our land. I thought I should raise these issues because they become very important to us. I will never commemorate the 1913 Lady Act. I'm not sure what we're going to call it. Maybe we find a way that is really appropriate because we can't commemorate a bad history, evil history. I must say it's one of those issues I've never. And further, what was raised is the issue of, I want to raise the issue of target groups. When we speak our academic language here, there are many literate people who are fighting for land currently. I was looking at this paper, Chairperson, I think on page 4, looking at the targeted newspapers going down to say that if you want to achieve what you want to achieve, is to further even include, you said it will include Amakhosi, but even our media as well, can we try also to use all languages, you know, importantly, because sometimes we go to Sunday Times, not to say that I've got nothing against Sunday Times. Certain demographics read Sunday Times. You know, the sales will also tell you. If something is written in English, especially the issue of land issues, it will not interest those who've got land. Those who will be interested are those who are suffering the issue of land. I think that's a fact. So if a balloon gets caught, one will be interested, what is it about? Because those who work on land don't even have, because some of the issues, I mean, Melder, the deputy minister, even said that we as Africans don't have the right to claim land. He said it. You know, it was in itself that there are some people who are just saying that this process, how can Africans claim land in their own continent, in their own land? I mean, we have political parties in this parliament who feel that us as Africans don't have the right to claim any land. So I thought that those are some of the issues. Some people here are farmers who are members of parliament. Yes, so now that's why some of them are offended about this issue, because they know that now they can't. That's why I was saying, if people are saying that we are one Africa, why not change them? Some of them are farmers. I met a member of a certain party who's a farmer who's offended by this. But I should raise this chair because these are the things that we are going to meet as we start this process. Because they were saying, no, but how did we distribute land back? I said to him, distribute the way you took it from Africans, you know, so then we can share. If your family can divide it by 10, you know, because those are some of the issues. But also we have international pressure, because the land in South Africa, Chairperson Susan, most of it, especially in the Western Cape, is not owned by Africans, not even owned by white South Africans. It's owned by people from outside who come on holiday. Yeah, and oh, I'll make an example with this place where people play golf. That place, a fan court, it's owned by a German. So it affects. Those are the things that we are going to meet.
And no one has got that mercy of Africans that they need their land. Some of our Africans, I'm originally, because now that one will always say, I'm not sure because they're not sure whether they're close or Zulus. My ancestors, I was on Natal, in a place called Escort, which is in Zulu. The Drakensberg, which belongs to our ancestors, is owned by hotels who are non-African. We can't even assess those graves that are there. The Khoisan that I was saying from the stone, their paintings are owned by other people, the rock paintings. People have calling off. They can't even go to and see what their ancestors have done. I'm reading this on a cultural perspective. You know, if people are emotional on this matter, if they're going to be emotional because of facts. You know, I know they're not responsible for what their ancestors did, but I think people now must be able to say, even those who are in position to say that, those who've got the heart of Africa must distribute the land. Why should we buy land that was taken free? And some are inflating it. Really. That's what I'm saying, we're still going to face international pressure as well. We'll be labeled as Mugabe. And people have never read the Lancaster Agreement. That's why they're such issues. Thank you.
God bring the innocent old man into this meeting.
I was just saying, we'll be likened to him while we're doing the right thing.
Please, he's innocent. He's not even aware we have this meeting. I have three hands. I have three hands. It will be the Honorable Member Mushwan, and then the Honorable Member Chiliwane, and then Mr. November, Honorable November. The fourth hand will be yours, Honorable Member. Story. I'm learning because I meet you in the passages. I never call you by name. I say, Honorable Member. Now I have your name. Honorable Story. It will be Honorable Swan first.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me allow me to thank both Chairperson and Peter. But when I raised my hand, it was on the previous protocol. Because I thought we were here for a very important issue, and we were not ready to entertain an issue like that. So I wanted to call for progress in all things.
Honorable
appropriation. It's not just grabbing, but it's paying for the value of the land.
not escalating the land. Otherwise, well, I was reading in a newspaper yesterday about the case at Indeben. The so far the piece of land that has been transferred. We are very much far behind. I'm sure we're going to take the next 50 years before we can transfer the land in the hands of the owners, the black people. So I'm saying to say the two are not related. It's not true. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. It will be Honorable November.
Chairperson, let me not repeat what Honorable Mushwana has said. It was because I was a little bit disturbed. I wanted to say, if you do not want to be here, there's the door. Leave us here, because we want to be here.
Honorable November, as a chair, will agree with me. When something that is wrong is said in the House, the chair must immediately say it's wrong. Mr. Hare has a right to say whatever she wants to say in a meeting. She has a right to offend you if she feels like doing that. She cannot be taken out of the House. She has a right to say it. You yourself will defend her right to say it, even if you offend it. So please, you are out of order. Honorable Stoller.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, first of all, this issue is a very sensitive issue. So we must take it as it deserves, because we have to put aside our political ideology and our thinking, but we must put the country first and the people of South Africa. My concern, Chairperson, is that if you are talking about this issue, we must all have one common. First of all, Chairperson, on your attack at newspapers, we are talking about Soviet Dilis and City Press and the Times, Citizen, etc. But there's nothing that says, it has said about Ilama, which is a newspaper that has been used, because if you are talking about the land, you are talking about the people of specifically of KwaZulu-Natal who have fought some battles in Etesanzo and in Ngoma. So now, Chairperson, I think we must now, I must request you to give us a direction now where to, because if we discuss what we want to discuss, we won't do what we want to do today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I at that happy note, Honorable Stolle, we're going to say what next when Honorable Dreyer raised the question. But she's right, because you see, in all meetings, if there are people who are left behind in the debate, they will go outside and say wrong things because they did not understand what was going on. So we have to make sure that we spend time talking about what are we about. Now that we found each other, let's then move forward. What is the next step? We have a reason to go to the provinces first. Remember that the land problem is not here in Parliament. Even the British were offered to buy Western Cape and keep it to white people for £200 billion, and pay for the rest of the white-owned land somewhere else, and settle black people there. So you see, it is an important matter even to the British. That is why they think that the most lucrative part is the Western Cape. I can show you the email I received yesterday. Talks exactly about that. It is not a pipe dream that I have, it's something that is real, that some people are having ideas, even those that are not living in this country, about what we need to do in solving the land problem in South Africa. But the British could not pay for the land in Zimbabwe. How can they pay for the land in South Africa? So we don't take them seriously. Furthermore, they do not have the money. They will have to go and borrow the money. So don't worry, let them spend the money on the funerals. Let us spend our own money on land. The next step, Honorable Stoller, we will have a national workshop which will be held here in Cape Town with all the stakeholders. We will call the journalists, which are our first stakeholder. We will call the traditional leaders, which are our primary stakeholder. We will call all the NGOs, everybody who is interested in how we resolve the issue of land. There is going to be a national workshop. Like I said, all these things are going to be culminating into a debate of the joint sitting of the two houses here in Parliament, which will be addressed by head of state. I don't represent the head of state here. I can't speak on his behalf. I don't know whether he will send a deputy or not, but this is an important day where Parliament has chosen to have a joint sitting for a particular day, which the Speaker and the Chair of the NCOP will decide on. We have a tentative date which we prefer to propose to the House, the 10th of June, for the National Stakeholders Warehouse, workshop. We want all of you to polish all your knowledge about land, to polish all your principles you understand about land, to polish all your debating skills, all your expertly polished ways of raising questions, because it's going to be a national debate, all the eyes in the world, all the eyes. I don't propose that it will be a one-day thing, therefore they will become a contessa of land. No. It's going to be South Africans talking to each other about how we can resolve the questions of land in South Africa, so that all interested parties, including political parties, must be given an opportunity to say, this is how we propose the land should be settled, the land question should be settled in South Africa. We will invite everybody, including the state, to participate. Unfortunately, the judges will not participate because they have to be impartial. They cannot participate in those kinds of debate. After all, if we clash with each other, we'll take it to them for them to be able to settle on our behalf. But before we have the national workshop and the sitting in the House, these processes must take place in the province. There will be provincial workshops, there will be provincial debates, there will be provincial public meetings. There are three reasons why we want public meetings in particular. Many people do not understand how to claim land. Those people that did claim, by the way, for information of many people here, I know of a case that was settled, Yanyan, in a serious case. Three siblings are fighting and they took each other to court. One sibling claimed a land that belongs to the three of them alone. And the department, the commission, settled the claim on behalf of the one that claimed. And the judge says, it is true and fair for the one who claimed, because the law says, if you claim, you're exercising your right. If you don't claim, you forego to exercise your right. I'm telling you, two brothers and a sister took each other to court. Now they are permanent enemies because we drafted a law such that when you claim today, the research can be done 5 years later to discover that that land belongs to three instead of two families. But you cannot change because the other two families did not claim. And the law specifically says, if you claim, you're exercising your right. If you don't. Now, the people who actually get discriminated against are the people who do not know how to claim. So you definitely must go for public hearings. You must go to explain to the people how you go about doing it. Now, in order for you to be able to go about doing it, you have to get to the Commission of Restitution. They then have a guideline, a document that they claim they have produced, which will then be a guide for public representatives to explain to communities how to claim. They also say to us that they will then avail some resources to explain to us not only for us to read this document, but they can workshop us in terms of how to explain to the people. But I'm emphasizing the reason why we need public meetings. But then we also have to have workshops in the provinces. Why? Because the people who can speak better English, better Afrikaans, and who can read and write, they must be in a meeting where they debate the issues so that they get clarity on the issues. Why? Because they are opinion makers, they are opinion formers. They will be the ones who will be speaking in the media, they will be the ones who write books and publications to tell South Africans this is the best way to do it and not that other way. They must then get the benefit of the people who have an understanding of doing this thing. And I don't believe all of us here are experts. We too must go into that workshop in order to be able to gain the experience of doing it. The third reason why we should have these public hearings is because the experts that we will have workshops with will be debating with us. This is not a church where the preacher man will stand there and say a sermon and say, amen, we all sing and go away. They must engage us on the things we say, because politicians have got this tendency of thinking that they've got the gospel truth. Give South Africans a chance to debate their own issues, especially on a sensitive matter like the land. And give them the platform to do so. Now, because we're going to do those things, and because we know now the legislatures are itching to be in the forefront, can I tell you something? There are two offers on the table already. Just in case you were reluctant to go, you are already invited. Gauteng says they wish to be the first on the 29th and the 30th of April. They say, come all, you are all invited. We in Gauteng, we want to debate the issue of land. Remember, Gauteng is a small place. They've got the biggest population. They are congested. They could even suggest they want to swallow other provinces so that they can have bigger space. That's not what I'm suggesting. And there's a second province that has made the proposal inviting us. KZN. KZN wish to host us on the 2nd and the 3rd of May is a tentative proposal. 2nd and the 3rd of May. Now you can see how many people take this process seriously. Now you can see how many people want to be part of the debate. Now you can see that many people want to explain to those that are interested in the question of land what must be done. Now, these are proposals, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, that we're putting on the table. We will then go to the provinces, all those that we can go to. We wish to subdivide ourselves. Now, this is the area that Mama, I have noted. Because you see, Mama has given her ammunition. I've told her, if you disrupt me, then you get me off. So I refuse to be disrupted. I give the platform for all of us to debate. I was asked by Honorable Stolle to say what next. So I'm responding to what next, and I'm explaining the steps we are going to take to go forward. Until I finish, Mr. Ayer will wait for me. Ma'am, the issue here is for us to be able to say, do we agree or don't we agree to this proposal? If we want to change them, let's change them, because we are all in this together. What I'm preaching about involving the public, I must preach to involve you in this debate here. So that when you go out to your constituency office, you will be able to tell the constituency what is happening in Parliament and what must happen in the province. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if my memory serves me well, in the last meeting, three committees were represented there. You were there, I was there, Honorable Johnson was there, only Arts and Culture that was not represented and we received their apology. But if you remember, we all agreed that we should proceed with this program. We agreed in principle that we should proceed. So, Chairperson, there's no need for us to reopen it to say, do we agree? We agreed and it was noted. And we requested that Lulu Johnson, Honorable Lulu Johnson, be our convener in that meeting. And I'll suggest that maybe we open for engagement, and thereafter we come with a program. Not with a program, with a day. We divide ourselves into provinces. And in that meeting, we agreed that portfolio committees should not be grouped as portfolio committees. Say, as a culture, you go to this province. We mix masala so that we can be able to interact, exchange views, and, you know, and go and learn as this committee. So I'll suggest that you proceed. We open for clarification, for engagement, and then after we divide ourselves. Thank you very much.
Ma'am, I get to me.
And for us to engage properly, because you said people should go and acquaint themselves on land issues. There were documentation that were distributed in the first meeting. I think we need to redistribute those documents for those who were not in that meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Mr. Rea, I have noted your hand, and I did promise that I will give you an opportunity to engage. Why I was asking the co-chair to comment on this is because in the first meeting, there were no specific proposals about dates and provinces to visit. We have now come with those proposals because we continue to engage with the provinces. And we are in the Western Cape. I would prefer that we also say, how do we deal with the Western Cape? Because we're here. We're here in the Western Cape. And the Khoisan and the San were here in the Western Cape and Northern Cape. And therefore, we cannot say we cannot go to the Western Cape legislature as well to talk about this thing. But I am saying here are the first proposals. Gauteng wants 29 and 30th of April. KZN wants the 2nd and 3rd of May. But we're also talking about workshops. We're talking about public meetings. We're talking about debates in the houses and so on. So we want this to be debated by all of you, so that when we leave here, after we divided ourselves, we are clear what we're dividing ourselves for. Thank you very much. Mr. Rea, now is your chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to link up with what my colleague here, Marlene, and Member Sitoli said earlier. He said we should put South Africa first. It's a very important issue, and we must put party considerations aside.
I agree with him.
But the way this process has been handled actually creates questions about the sentiment, that this sentiment is actually being expressed in the manner this process is unfolding. My view is that the process has been ill-considered, and it's been hasty, and it therefore creates suspicion about the real reason behind it. Art and culture, for example, I want to substantiate what I'm saying, knew nothing about this until Tuesday, when they informed that there was this meeting today. At the previous, and they've now been...
Point of correction, honourable members, I want to put the things correctly. Please, honourable Dreyer, don't mislead this house. In the first meeting, Honorable Swati was there.
In the last week's meeting,
Honorable Swati was there.
Ms. Rea.
So there's no way.
Ms. Rea, she's speaking on.
No, there's no way. We cannot mislead. It's a point of order. We cannot mislead this house. Yeah. First meeting, Honorable Swati was there. Last week, Honorable Swati came. And there's no way that you can say your party from the start was not informed, was not involved. It's not true. Let us be honest.
Mr. Chairman, can I still speak?
Professor, can I rise on a point of order?
The fact is that...
Can I rise on a point of order?
No,
can I rise on a point of order?
I thought I still had...
No, you can't come and accuse my colleagues that we didn't know.
No. Please, not making accusation of state...
No, you are telling us. We knew about it. We have the documents. We had a meeting. That's why we couldn't come. We've got the documents. We We knew at the initial stage about this, even with the ancestral groups. Please don't come and bring your emotions here.
Mr. Chairman, who's got the floor? Will you please rule?
No, I'm right on the point of order because we are saying the wrong things. We are misleading the house. And you are too emotional. We must get order.
Now that
we've got so much land that we don't want to give
them. Okay, Honorable Chair. Now that the house knows that, you remember that
Mr. Chairman, do I still have the floor?
Wait, ma'am. I'll help you. I will protect your right to speak in this meeting. Even if you speak against what we are doing, I will still protect your right to do so. The point I want to make, ma'am, is that even though this process emanated from a particular portfolio committee, where JJ and Honorable Trolley, on whose behalf you spoke here, apologizing. Even though that portfolio committee is the first to adopt, the recognition that other portfolio committees must participate had arisen in an open debate, as Honorable Tapane just confirmed. We then asked other portfolio committees to debate and agree as to whether they want to participate. They themselves, in their own meetings, decided they are participating. It's only after that we invited them to come together under one roof. The fact that matters may have been dealt with differently in your own portfolio committees cannot be blamed on us all. We collectively agreed in the first meeting of the joint sitting of the portfolio committees that we are going to participate in this process together. We are now taking the process beyond that point. Now Ms. Rea is making two statements. She says, the haste with which we are pursuing this program gives rise to suspicions. Now let me deal with the haste. The 19th of June is the date of the promulgation of 1913 Land Act. Now clearly, people who want to speak in public, who will write papers, do not want to be given a week to prepare. It's not like Parliament where people write a speech tonight and read it tomorrow, even if it's jumbled up. They want to make a proper speech that will make sense to South Africans. And therefore, we must prepare ahead. We must plan ahead in all these meetings we're talking about. Let me deal with the issue of suspicions. Ms. Rea, every day in newspapers, every day in media, every day in TVs and radios, we hear of people who have a suspicion of one form or the another. Every day. We cannot stop an important process like this one because somebody is suspicious. We cannot sit down and do nothing simply because maybe Ms. Rea or the DA will have problems with that. All we have to do, and we have a responsibility to say to the DA and its members, come on board. We are on this path. Join us, if you will, on behalf of your constituents that you represent. We will do so collectively on behalf of all South Africans. We want you to be part of it, whether you are suspicious. In fact, Ms. Rea, I will invite you to participate, to watch us, to listen to what we say, so that if we are distorting or even inciting South Africans, be there to say, I was there, I didn't hear from Yan Yan, I was there, you said this, so that you don't read it in a newspaper. Participate now from the beginning. Forget about the suspicion. It is in fact called for. Once the day comes when the opposition is no longer suspicious of the ruling party, then that opposition party is no longer an opposition party. You are welcome to raise questions. You are welcome to be suspicious. Thank you very much, Ms. Trey. Thank you very much. Can we agree to move forward on the proposals we have put on the table? I'm dealing with the proposals now. Honorable Tapane, Chair, we talk too much as chairs, but you must speak now, because I talk too much. You will speak after Honorable Tapane. No, you will speak more. Please, Honorable Tapane, speak.
Honorable Chair, I personally feel this is the
on toll roads. Remember, the Western Cape is richer than just toll roads. But the sore point is the fact that the population will pay for using the highway. So the DA took a decision. It is a strategic thing to do to launch a campaign against the ANC for building these freeways in Cape Town and making people pay for them. Because we already pay the road accident fund and the petrol fund and so on. So you don't have to have a toll road in the Western Cape. Now, when Honorable Kalai decided that is the approach to go, immediately Mr. Francois said, we also disagree with the toll roads. We walk, we use the roads. It's not the DA only that is going to use the roads. The ANC members are going to use the roads. We disagree. Now, the two of them are talking to us, South Africans, about what is close to them and what they can use as an instrument to run a campaign. But the provinces in other parts of the country that have no roads are just spectators, when others, Gauteng and Western Cape, who are beneficiaries of the taxpayers' money, are having all these nice roads. We must wait and listen. Unfortunately for the land question, it's not like that. The provinces are already inviting us, Honorable Ndapa, to say, we hear what you want to do in Parliament. But there is no land claim in Parliament. Land claims are here, in the provinces. Come and talk about these issues you are talking about here in the provinces. Explain to us what you want to do. So they are the ones who say, help us to set up these meetings in our own provinces and help to speak to people. We will then do our necessary job. One of the things we want to do in the provinces, Honorable Tapan, is that we have to go and see what this government has done since 1995 to roll back the effects of 1913 Land Act. What is the failure? What is the success? So that when we come back to Parliament in our own debate, we say, but we have seen what is wrong, we have seen what is right. Correct that which is wrong and make this process much more inclusive. But the answer to your question, the provinces are inviting us to help them participate in the process. And we are going to respond depending on whether we collectively agree to go and help them. I hope I did answer your question. Honorable Chair, this is your turn.
Thank you, Chair. I always say when the silence, I take that opportunity. I just want to firstly, once again, in a very humble issue, to clarify that to this House, that we as a Buffalo Committee on Arts and Culture have taken this process from the beginning. The reason that we were not here, Comrade Yanyan, we had a serious issue of the Pansal Board, which we have said that we will participate. We've been participating, we've been getting documents, everyone is here. So that's why even now we still have that process to say, but we have not made our input. Let's come and support this issue. Actually, we are busy writing a paper which members didn't put. So it's incorrect to say that as a culture just came now. It's very, very wrong. We can't be demeaned like that in this place. And secondly, to say that Chairperson, the Western Cape is not Orania. It's not an Orania of South Africa, because we allow that Orania process to take place. Western Cape is a province where people of South Africa are staying. So it cannot be that it won't be part of this process unless it's telling us something else, you know. And that's why the British are able to say we'll pay money, because a lot of people have been told to come to Western Cape, because it's where a certain race is welcomed in the Western Cape. That's why you get even certain reactions from this province. To thirdly say that I want to suggest on the issue of...
You see, Honourable Members,
we give the
chair a right to say her mind too, like
okay.
We do. We're not biased towards Ms. Rea. We give her an opportunity to say her mind too.
I think you know Chairperson, we say our minds because of the attitude that are displayed. Because I don't think we need to go to that level. Because some people maybe grew up on the farms. That's why they don't want to let the land go. You know, we grew up in sheds and so we shed land. And some people say there's no service delivery because they will never say that it's because of the land issue. Where will the government build houses?
when there is no land. It's a sensitive issue. When we are stuck, come to the Western Cape now, there are RDPs that are built. The door can reach next door's wall. You can actually hear what is happening next door. Because the land issue, it's a challenge. People say, no, this is no house, nothing. Where will we build it when the land are owned by companies that are not here in America, in Britain, and everywhere? People don't want us to see the truth, you know, because some are beneficiaries. Chair, I want to raise the issue once again to say that in your invitation, can I add that, can Asian Culture submit also the people that we think are relevant, especially the heritage institutions? Because one of the issues that we're raising is to say that in South Africa, when we want to build heritage sites, there is no land. That's why you find our heritage sites are equal to this desk. You honor our own heroes in the size of this desk. Because it's not land, we don't know this is limited land. So heritage institutions have been raising these issues. So I thought on my side, allow me to say, these are the people that I think we can invite so that they can raise some of these issues on land issues as well. Because some of the heritage institutions, we can't build them in a place. You see, we've got a rich history. We were only made to remember the Mfecane, as if we were warriors, blacks have been warriors all along. Because there are some writers who are saying we want to be part of this process. But certainly to say that the issue of language, Chair, it is going to be important. I know it's going to be an expensive process. Because one of the mistakes that we do, we always use English and Afrikaans. When documents that we are doing now are not in other languages. Not that South Africans, ordinary South Africans don't want to participate, but it's the issue of the language. You know, even with this claiming of land, this process of restitution, is the issue of language. That's why I'm saying that it will be important for us also, all the documents to be translated in our languages or whatever that we do in our own African languages, including the Khoi languages. Because the constitution is very clear, this point is very clear to say that we must have the definition of this. You know, Chairperson, some of the, as I said, it will have international pressure. You find a country like Israel. The land belongs to the state, and no one has ever questioned the rights. When in South Africa, it's an issue. There are many countries where the land belongs to the state, even those who are aligned to certain opposition. I thought I should raise this because people are becoming problematic. Okay, I'm not sure on the segmentation, but I would also propose, if it's there, then you'll correct me, to include a lot of women, because women are facing challenges. Youth and people with disabilities and religious leaders, because some religious leaders, their land, they were leaders in certain communities, but their land was taken away, they used to have churches and all. I thought those are the people that we should add. But I would request, if you speak to provinces, Chairperson, I am one person who is passionate about rural development, to say that, can we try not to have an event, like make an example, if we are here in the Western Cape, not do it here in Cape Town, maybe do it in a more rural place. You know, like Beaufort West, like if you are in Slander, not East London, one would say, you know, it's an issue of venue, but in a more rural area, so that people can be able to access some of the issues. We might provide transport, but people must feel that this process is part of them as well. One would say, no, it's an issue of translation and all that. But let's start taking our own people very, very seriously. And I think I've said whatever, but we on our side will also speak to PANSA to provide, especially with the translation on the number, the Khoisan languages, because that is where we are going to need them. I think on our side we'll take that responsibility. And let's not forget sign language as well. But I think we'll take it on our side also as well as the portfolio committee. I thought I should raise this. Otherwise, we are on track on this issue. We were right. The process has been going fine. I'm happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. She dealt with both the issue of the proposed activities we must undertake, but she also dealt with the communication issue. We have a document that we circulated, which Honorable Stolle commented on, which indicated some local newspapers and local radios have not been included. It is the communications unit of parliament that has left them out. Otherwise, we have said, even if it is circulating in Humaldor only in the town, put the advert there, communicate, use the language that they use in the So bring us all the newspapers and publications that you know. Let us write on them. You would recall that when we published a bill on special planning and land use management, we advertised that bill in 11 languages. And somebody was saying, oh, you are the first to do that in Parliament. They always say you must do it in 2 languages. No. We did it in 11 languages. So the honorable members in arts and culture, who are the custodians of languages, still have to find us in that regard. Honorable Chair, thank you very much. But we have 2 proposals on the table. Are we agreed we will go there on the 2 proposed provinces? And the second thing, we divide ourselves so that the workshops that are held in Northwest can be held in Free State, can be held in Mpumalanga, and not only in the big provinces like Gauteng and KZN. Can we agree on that way forward so that we can move forward? Honorable Whip, I know that I have been zipping you because I've been giving Ms. Dreyer all the time the platform. You speak.
Thank you, Chair.
I have not in hand, but
thank you, Chair.
I offer
an apology for coming late. It's a serious problem. Chair, it's just a small addition. Maybe we can be divided according to the languages we speak. For instance, it would be pointless to send somebody who speaks Tswana to the Eastern Cape and vice versa. Somebody who speaks closer to Limpopo, if that can be considered too. Thanks, Chair.
Agreed, we'll do that. I think the co-chair had made that point earlier on already, because you can't send somebody who can hardly speak Venda to Limpopo, and when he sits there, he listens to people, he can't hear what they say. You send that person at least to an area where, even if the person comes from Mpumalanga, you send to KZN or to the Eastern Cape. The Nguni languages are similar, so they will be able to hear each other. It's not a problem. It's not a big problem at all. But if you send somebody to Northern Cape and they speak Tswana and Afrikaans there, and you send somebody who speaks English only, then you are making a big mistake. You will send them to speak Afrikaans as well. So we will deal with that. But I have said, let us agree on the proposals. The first proposal is that on the 28th, 29th and 30th, we go to Gauteng. Are we agreed? Before we subdivide ourselves, who goes there?
On a point of order, Chairperson.
Yes.
May I have a chance to say something before we came to the decisions about the dates and everything? Can I have the chance to speak before that? Because I was intended to speak after our chairperson of our committee, but I didn't have the chance. Do I have the chance to say something?
I will give you the chance. I don't know what the honourable member over there has to say, whether it's related to that or not. I can't read the person's mind. I just give a person to speak. It's only then that I know what they want to speak about. That's why I'm pointing them as they raise their hands. So
yes, but I also raise my hands and say,
I have noted you. I said so. I already said you will speak.
Okay, thank
you. I will give you the opportunity. Nobody who wants to speak here will not get a chance to speak. Nobody. As long as I'm still co-chair, you will speak.
Can I go away?
You are having a platform now.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the first place, I wished this meeting was not convened in the matter that it was convened up till now. The tone in this meeting is not very good for the future of South Africa. And I think now you are talking with a lowered voice, and I'm not going to raise my voice when I talk to this or speak to this House. In the first place, Chairperson, I'm very annoyed that you were absolutely antagonistic against the DA, because you were attacking Honorable Dreyer when she was trying to raise valid points. and you from the chair say the DA is not for this or for that. You made decisions on behalf of the DA. And that is not true. And chairperson, what I put on the table, actually our chairperson said that we were busy, and we know we were busy with a lot of things in our committee. But actually I was made out as a liar that I did receive the notice of the meeting last week, and I didn't receive that meeting of the House. The first meetings I've been known was the meetings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and on Tuesday I was informed that we have this meeting today. This is the first time I know that the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture are involved in this very important process. And that was the first word. And therefore, chairperson, I've got the strongest words in the manner. If you want all the parties, and I think all the parties, and the DA has spoke about this before, that this land issue is a very, very important land issue in nation building and the reconciliation and everything. We are talking about this every week in our Arts and Culture Portfolio Committee. And I'm very glad our chairperson is conducting our portfolio meetings not in an antagonistic way as you did today. Therefore, I'm very, very annoyed. We must go, you know, we are nearly busy an hour and a half. And we didn't have made any progress at all. So let parties give them the opportunity to speak their mind. That's why you call us politicians. You are a politician and I'm a politician. You are the co-chair of this meeting, and I will bow in front of you because you are the co-chairperson. And I know there is a certain amount of discipline needed in every meeting of Parliament. That is the right way to do that. But I think, chairperson, to jump on us and to make accusations that the DA doesn't want to do this or that, and you actually are grandstanding because next year it's the general election. That's the main reason you are conducting it in this way. And I'm telling you, sir, the DA is not going to let be pushed around all over to be whatever for the ANC. So let's go forward in a constructive manner. We are here to be part of a constructive meeting. Thank you, chairperson.
I thank you very much. I really, you have a right to speak your mind, and I think we must respect that. Honourable
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, what I want to know now is what comes first between the public meetings and the workshops? Because we must know when we are going to have, we are going to the public meetings, we are going to the workshop or a debate.
Remember I said they're inviting us to help them to set the program themselves. It's their meetings. It's not our meeting. We're joining them in their own meetings. So if they choose to have a workshop first and then a public meeting later, we will follow that pattern. If they choose to have a public debate before the workshop, we will follow that. It's their decision, it's not our decision. For Parliament, our decision is to have all stakeholders having a meeting before we have a joint sitting of Parliament. So we will choose in Parliament, but we can't choose for the provinces. Thank you, Honourable Ntapa.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, there is already a provisional date, which is the end of June, for national workshop. And we agreed that before we go to that workshop, all these other things that is going to provinces on the staff must come before that date. It means, therefore, we are running behind time. My suggestion or my input is that we must also invite all other provinces to come on board. And if we don't get a cooperation or a response, we see what to do. Because we still, there is no place that we don't have to go to. If we don't get a cooperation or a response from other provinces, what to do, because we still have to go to the people. Thank you, Chairperson.
I like that, because we are the drivers of the program, and therefore, if a province does not want us to come there, we can still organize a meeting there, because that's still part of South Africa. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. I think Honourable Kapani has covered what I wanted to say, that we have to take all the provinces on board. But let me say that I really want to support the suggestion that we are embarking upon now. Not to say it's a hush-hush, because I think this is an overdue, long overdue. The land is an emotive issue. And people out there do want to participate, as I've indicated. The workshop will do quite a lot of good. They don't know how to get into, you know, the claim process, which is so very much difficult. I know I want the one there. So I just want to endorse that. Secondly, my proposal is that when it's all South Africans who are to participate, and we need to invite the white farmers who also have got things that they are not happy about. Let me give you an example. A land is claimed and a land is gazetted. And after the land is gazetted, the farmer doesn't do anything, removes all the pipes and everything, or he says, well, after all, government is going to buy it. And it takes 8 years for government to settle that claim. So these are the things that the farmers have to be there and tell the government, or tell us as parliament, what are the frustrations. Because to me, I think that is one of the things that, you know, is negative on the side of the claimants and also the sellers of the land. So I just want to say what we have said, let's put all the provinces on board, most especially those in the rural areas, because those are the ones who have been removed. I remember my great-grandfather was telling me, I was reading in one of the papers in the archives, that, you know, these white farmers came, and then they found that the land which they removed us to go to, this is a very fertile land, it doesn't fit that the black shoe. That was the reason why we had to remove, because it was a fertile land, where to go to a place where it's barren and what have you. So bring all the stakeholders on board. We're not celebrating the centenary, we agree, but I want to support what they're saying.
Very much. Now that we have agreed that we're going to Gauteng on the 29th and 30th of April, we're going to KZN on the 2nd and 3rd, we need to subdivide ourselves accordingly. Ms. Raya?
Mr. Chair, I want to put on the record that the DA is reserving its rights, because I stand by every word I've said about the progress, not the process. We're not talking about the merits of the matter itself. Because the DA is on record over the last 20 years that we support land reform, it's necessary. But the DA would have started this process 20 years ago. Now it's at the last minute before the next election. And we, the members of Parliament, we are Parliament. Parliament's not some abstract something out there that gives out instructions to the members from above, and we just have to follow in line and they have to jump and say, now we go here, now we go there. We, the members of Parliament, we have to make these decisions. And I maintain the point that we haven't been informed, truly informed, and had discussions in the various committees. So we reserve our rights in that regard. We will take it to our caucus first. Then I want to ask a question. If this process is going ahead, it's very important that we consider all the different languages. I think the chairperson of the Arts and Culture Committee made a very valid point. So we should have translators there who can translate, because we all want to understand what everybody is saying. So if somebody is speaking in Venda up in Limpopo, I also want to know, although I don't speak Venda as a language, I want somebody to translate for me so that I can understand what is being said. Then you talk about arranging transport for members of the community to come to the meetings and attend. That's very important. All of these things, though, are going to cost money. Now, we often hear the various portfolio committees, where they want to do oversight visits or they want to do a study tour overseas. There's no money. The chair of chair said, no, we can't agree, there's no money. So I want to know, is there a budget? Where is the budget, and when has it been approved to conduct this process?
Thank you, Mitraya. Ms. Moss?
Voorzitter, baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Ja, no. Please, Chairperson, I see that I agree what you are saying.
Don't be like me. Just speak your mind.
Okay. Chairperson, vir my is baie teleurstellend dat lede van die parlement hier saam met my begin vanaf 2004 as jy refer na 2008. Dit was die geleentheid wat jy kon gebruik het, jy jou chairperson, om daar die pin wat jy stel, recht te gestel het. Ek denk ons allemaal is gekies dier die mense van Zuid-Afrika om ons te verteenwoordig. Ons is ingesweer dier die hoogste rechter van die land, wat voor ons uitgestipuleer het, wat is onze werkzaamhede as lede van die parlement. Voorzitter, as het nie onze weg as lede van die parlement, as een wetgeving nie meer werk nie, om dit recht te stel nie, as het nie onze werk, as die mense van Zuid-Afrika vir ons sê, daar die wetgeving werk nie meer nie, ons stel dit voor, gaan julle daarna kyk. En dis waar ons, as verskille politieke partye, waar ons hier saam voel, dat ons kyk na daar die type dinge, of kyk na daar die type wetgeving. Elk een van ons het een kiesafdeling. En in elk een van ons kiesafdeling ervaar ons dat die wetgeving wat daar gestel is, hy weet nie meer nie. En dit is die landeise. Dit werkt nie meer nie. Nou, dit is jammer dat het nou die tyd is dat ons moet nou kyk daarna, maar ons moet daarna kyk. Ons het vroeg in die jaar het ons opleiding gekry as allemaal wat lede van die parlement is. En die werkzaamhede wat vir ons uitgestipuleer in daar die weerswinkel. Vir my is het baie teleurstellend. Baie teleurstellend dat ons om die punt draai en draai en draai en hoe ver nog. Gister se portefeuille komitee was vir my baie hartroerend om te sien dat 'n groot mens trane stort oor die sensitiewe punt. En dit is die kooi en sentie punt. Dit is die Griekwa mense oor die punt. Dan wil ons sê, as ons van politiek praat, ja, volgende jaar wil ons uitgaan, dan wil ons so sensitief wees om van diezelfde mense te sê, gee ons die partij nog een kans. Voorzitter, ek dink ons mors tyd hier, laat ons kom en ons besluit neem en ons een program aan agsien plek kry om hier die prosesse te lei. Ek wil kom in een voorstel maak voorzitter vir die provinsies wat nie genoem is nie. Jy het voorheen toe jy die maag gemaakt het, jy het genoem dat die Weeskaap en die Noordkaap rondom die kooien sê. En hulle is Afrikaans spreken. Ek wil voorstel dat ons moet so gauw as moontlik kyk na en wat is waar die kooi en sentiepel meer gevestig is. En die Ooskaap ook. Ooskaap ook was goed daar. So ons moet sterk moeilijk daar na kyk voorstel, as dit opstikker is vir die provincies, om nie vir hulle gevoorgestelde datums te sien, as hulle sal werk. Om vir hulle dan te sê, ons wil dit kom voordra of die verswinkel in jou provincie. En ek wil sterk toon, hierdie provincie Weskaap het dit nodig. Want dit is een groot achterstand, wil ek twee keer noem, een groot achterstand in die groen hervorming. Hy dankie.
Chairperson,
know that we did not interpret, but maybe we could get a summary of what she was saying. Can we get Ms. Kitsoff to do it? I know you are not biased in favor of that one or that one. Can you do that, Sule?
Chairperson, I don't know whether it's appropriate for a journalist to interpret the Member of Parliament.
By virtue of being impartial.
I'm quite sure there are Afrikaans-speaking Members of Parliament who can translate Ms. Moss very well. Thank you. Proceed.
Okay. Okay. No, it is important for people to understand what she was saying, because she was talking about her own experience in the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture, and how people were running tears about the matters that are affecting them directly. But she went on to talk about the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, and the Northern Cape, and the real reason why we should not leave them outside this process and make sure that the people who need this particular process, who have been outside these processes all along, are living in these three provinces, and therefore we must include them. And it talks about the Griqua and the people who really must be targeted to make sure that they have got a benefit of the understanding of what needs to be done, so that they can benefit by using their rights, exercising their own rights. I'm not sure whether I left out the major issues. You can please help.
I even said, Jefferson, there was a lot of land claims from this particular province who think they are on a country on their own. That they must be part of the process. If they don't want to come to the table, then this parliament, who have the constitutional right to take, to forward that process, because in this particular province is a lot of outstanding land claim matters who are not being resolved. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for assisting us. I would have said JJ, but I know JJ is very good in interpreting, but the worry is that I do not want to put him on the spot. And I would have said this November, she comes from Northern Cape, she knows Africans very well, but I would not have put her in the spot as well, because whatever she says may be interpreted. I would have right as the chair to air whilst trying to do the right thing. Thank you very much. Ma'am?
Chairperson, as the chairperson of Public Works Portfolio Committee, I want to put it on record that on the 19th of March, we were in E540 when I informed the members of the Portfolio Committee about this centenary project. E540. On the 26th of March, we were in S12A, where I informed the members about the joint portfolio committee of this very project. In that meeting, Honorable Dreyer submitted an apology, and she said to the secretary, Honorable Swati will attend on behalf of the DA. That's what I want to put on record, because I don't want a situation where it is portrayed as if this issue, members of the Portfolio Committee of Public Works were not informed. That's why Honorable Stolle is here. Honorable Gayla was in the last meeting. Honorable Swate attended the meeting twice. I just want to correct it and put it on record. And in S12A, I remember very well the Deputy Minister was there. And there was an argument between Honorable Dreyer and the Department of Public Works, where Honorable Dreyer wanted to walk out and the Deputy Minister stopped him. So everything was properly done, and there's no way that we were not transparent. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Please, I don't think we have to do that anymore now. The record is straight. The one who prayed the Utinda Goyam is straight. I fully rule. We have now agreed that we are going to the two provinces initially. we are going to work together to form teams to make sure we work together with those provinces to have a successful process. We have to subdivide ourselves into those teams. However, the implementation may be dealt with by the chief of the majority party differently in parliament. But for our own purposes, we must do it for our purposes. Who goes to Gauteng? We want all languages in Gauteng because they speak 11 languages there. Who goes to Gauteng? Mem Ngwana, the whip of public works? You want to go to Gauteng. You speak 3 languages. Thank you very much. Can we start with the team leader to Gauteng? Who do we want the team leader to go to Gauteng? Who is Ms. Ringwana? Ma'am? The team leader for Gauteng is Ma'am who? Madlala. Thank you very much. Ma'am Madlala, you are the team leader. Go to Gauteng. How many languages you speak, ma'am? 3 languages, the 2 of you. We're going together. Thank you very much. Okay, we go to Gauteng, the 2 of you. Okay, how many are we in? How many people in your portfolio committee? 12 in public works. Can you write that down? Ma'am, how many in your portfolio committee? Excuse me?
I'm not responding to that question. I just wanted to make a proposal.
Yes?
I think we've got the management committee that leads this committee.
They will divide ourselves.
Yes, and also the secretaries of committees, they know very well where do we stay. So I think, can we give you the responsibility to check at the members and allocate us accordingly? Because I don't think it's proper for us to deal with that here.
She's delegating upwards. Can we agree? Can we do that, Honorable Dokol?
I agree, Honorable Chairperson, but the language situation must be taken into account when they distribute us the language.
Thank you very much.
For example, I only know the Muni language.
We will make sure you go to Kenya then. Thank you. Ma'am, the decision is that let the management committee and the committee secretaries subdivide us into 4 teams and then group us according to our proficiencies in the languages and make sure that we go to the relevant provinces. Now the news is, Ms. Dreyer, we're going to 3 provinces.
Can that be
instead done? Of 2. We're going to 3. We thought we were going to 4, but we're going to 3. We're going to Gauteng 30th of April. We're going to KZN on the 2nd and 3rd of May. We're going to Northwest on the 2nd and 3rd of May. So we're going to those 3 provinces. So the first time around, we will make 3 teams. And then as we go forward, we may make another 3 teams. We make another 3 teams. So we go 3 times. We're going on the 3rd to the 7th of June as well. 3rd to the 7th of June as well. So we're going to go to the provinces 3 times. 30th of April, 2nd and 3rd of May, 3rd to the 7th of June. Yes. So all the provinces will be attended to. No. Northwest is 2nd and 3rd of May. No. Yes. Yeah, you see, the people who handle me, they say yes. They say I'm hot, they say I'm cold. It's third to the 4th of June, Northwest. No, but they say May. They say June. Is it May, Northwest, 2nd and 3rd of May, but the other groups will be attended to on the 3rd to the 4th of June. The correct thing to say. Thank you very much. The next thing to do. Yes, ma'am?
Chairman, I want to raise out of a concern as a chair myself that all the members of all the portfolio committee, or please let their secretaries and be vigilant, not people to say the interest information like my fellow member there. The administrators are just showing me that they've sent the correspondence on the 27th of March, 11 is it? So I'm just saying members must speak to their secretaries also to be vigilant with these processes, so that we don't find a situation where a member comes and says, I did not receive information on everything. I think it's one thing that I think we must raise on this matter.
I had tried very hard, Honorable Stone, to say the record is straight now. Let's not straighten it more. Otherwise, it's on chrome rock. As a belief, that was no loss. Is the Honorable Stone?
No, my chairperson, my mind is just a proposal that the convener must be a chairperson. The different portfolio committee chairperson. The convener of these meetings.
The secretaries, they know us. They will give us Mamu Masala and Mamu Ningwan. Don't worry, there will be a chairperson there. Only worry. Can we move on now to round the meeting off, because I think we've dealt with the major issues now. Please, honorable members, like I said earlier, sharpen your questions, read your history, make sure you understand the politics of land. Make sure that you are driven by facts, not by emotion. And make sure I will be the last one to say don't listen to your party. Listen to what your party tells you to do and follow, because you may not come back here next year if you don't follow what your party is saying. So make sure, Honorable Nikki van der Berg, don't listen to your party. I will not say that. I will always insist you are here at the pleasure of your party. And therefore, you must listen to them. They are your bosses. All I want to say, let us do the right thing. And the right thing is not going to be according to the speaker or the mayor or the chairperson. The right thing is going to be what parliament wants. You ask the question, is there money for this? Is there money for this? That is why we're doing this thing on behalf of the portfolio committee. Otherwise, if it was going to be your party that does this, it was going to be paid for by your party. And this thing has nothing to do with elections next year. The centenary of the 1930 Land Act is 19th of June, 2013, not 2014. Election or no election, the 19th of June is this year. It doesn't matter whether we want it or not. The centenary is this year. It's not next year. Approved. the application pending other processes. And those processes belong to Parliament. They do not belong to us. We will await the processes of Parliament. Knowing that we are on terms, we have to make sure those processes are followed to the last letter. For us, we must just do what we are paid to do as members of Parliament. That's all we have to do. Do as you are told. Thank you very much. Ma'am, do you have any further questions? No. Thank you very much. Our next meeting is going to be determined by the preparations of going to Gauteng. There's a team that is being sent to Gauteng on Friday. Tomorrow. Gauteng says, like all these members here, we do not want to just do preparations and we mess up this thing. Can you come and help us so that it is shaped? So we're sending a team to go to Gauteng to speak to them. You must alert all political parties there that they must listen carefully what we say, because what we said here must be said there as well. We must not change according to the constituency of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Can we have a time frame, our staff by the end of tomorrow, we should have a list of the delegation that will be going to Gauteng by the end of tomorrow. And can you send out emails, SMSs, and make sure that the information is in the pigeon holes before 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Mr. Ayer?
Just a question. The Portfolio Committee on Public Works, we have a scheduled meeting on Tuesday, 3rd of May, to deal with the budget vote, because we are the first committee to have the budget, our debate on the budget vote. I take it then that committee meeting is cancelled and we will await a further program.
No, we cannot in this meeting tell Public Works Portfolio Committee what to do in their own meeting. What we say, here are the proposals which we collectively agree to. Then when you go back to your program, when you made an apology for Honorable Trolling, Honorable Trolling says, I looked at the program of the Portfolio Committee I'm deployed to by my party, and I saw that there's no meeting on Thursday, and he was aware of the joint sitting, but it clashed with his own appointments, so he didn't come here, he went there. So Public Works will do so as well when they meet, like Arts and Culture, like Agriculture will do. So we can't decide for Public Works now. Public Works, go and decide in your own meeting what you're going to do about the dates. It cannot be decided by us. We just put the proposal on the table. This is the date that is available, proposed by KZN. Thank you very much, ma'am. I believe that you communicate with your members in your portfolio committee. It cannot be me who tells your members what to do. Thank you very much. Can I propose from the chair that I close the meeting? Because there's no other agenda item on the table. Thank you.